America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm just over the shtick. I'm over the you know,
what when you say shtick, you know, it doesn't seem genuine to you?
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't seem real. Like, I don't, the, it's a shtick because I like, no matter what happens in the game, there's all, you can always go and play the whole, hey, man, football's just a game, man. There's always another one. And you know, that, like, it's joy. It's not, it's, I'm going to be happy and do more. And in reality, like, that's not C.J. Stroud. Like, there's no way C.J.'s accomplished what he's accomplished with that level of approach. Like, I mean the shtick of, like, when he talked to the media shtick. You know what I mean? Like, it's when C.J. talks to the media, it's always this happy, happy, joy, joy. Everything's going to be fine. And there's always this good feeling answer instead of just reality. Instead of, like, today, he was questioned today. I don't know how long it was because I got the cuts, but he had 15 questions today, and not one time did CJ say, hey, man, it ain't about my offensive line. Hey, man, it's not about the receivers. It's not about Tank Dell getting open or not getting open. It's not about Bobby Slowick calling plays. I've got to be better. I've got to get the ball out of my hand. I know he did mention.
I was going to say he's taking accountability.
I disagree.
He's taking accountability.
It's not an accountability side of it. There's no way you can't take accountability. But I just disagree that there is a reality when he's being questioned is what I'm getting at. Like, there's this everything's fine, everything's great kind of facade that's put up to the media, and in reality that cannot be the way that they're viewing this.
Yeah, I don't think it's uncommon for them to speak differently to the media than they do behind closed doors or talk about. Now, there are some guys that come out and do that.
I don't think it is either, but when it's an extreme, like for C.J. Stroud to talk to the media today and get questions about Tank, about the offensive line, about his play call, about all of that, and literally the only time he mentioned, like he completely, even when he's asked specifically about what can you do better, he talked about being happy and having joy and smiling and having more fun, and then briefly at the very end said, you know, there's things I mechanically and technically, and I guess I could get rid of the ball quicker. Like, but he just briefly mentioned and to me, it's so much more important than that.
You know, I took that as him saying, I need to get back to being who I am on the field. And he is a guy that plays with joy. He's a guy that plays like a Magic Johnson who plays with joy. Carmelo Anthony is a guy that plays with joy. I think he is saying, he's been tossing his helmet the last couple of weeks. He's been frustrated. I think he was telling himself, I gotta be myself and play with joy. That's how I took that as. And I don't, like, for me, I want him to be himself and to be
worried about guys being themselves and guys just being real. Like, I just the reality of it is
that's some part of being yourself.
But getting up to the media and just blowing a bunch of a happy joy smoke is not being. That's not being yourself. That's not like when you're a quarter. Like when we're watching what CJ's going through right now, and somebody legitimately says, "Hey, man, what can you do to get better?" That's like D'Amico Ryan saying, when he asked about the offensive line, saying, oh, guys, we did have some good plays, and not even acknowledging the fact that your quarterback is the most pressured quarterback in the league the last 3 weeks. Like it's all a dodge, and it's all a facade, and it's all of this painting this beautiful picture of everything's beautiful and pretty and happy, and in reality, it's like, man, you were asked specifically, what can you do to help the obvious problems on this team? And your answer is be happy?
I think that was the answer that time. There have been times where he said what he needs to do. And I mean, earlier after the Jets game, he came out and said, hey, we've got to stop pointing fingers. We've got to stop, you know, we've got to have our leaders jump up. I think he expressed where they were at that time. And like I said, I think he's coming from that point of, all right, I gotta go out here and be me. I gotta go out here and stop being playing frustrated, because I think he is somebody who plays better when he's playing. I think there are some people, you might be one, that plays better when they're angry.
Well, but the thing is like, everybody, as soon as the game's over, everybody goes to the post game and is upset and disappointed and knows that the urgency to fix things. So everybody at that point in time, you are correct. At that point in time, everybody says, you know, we gotta quit doing this, we gotta quit doing that. Even D'Amico. I don't like the tiptoeing, the all the other jive that comes with it, man. It seems like when we hear this, because this ain't the first week it's happened. That's why I'm tired of it. It's happening. It happens all the time. And when you're losing, it's not what you want to hear, right? And the truth of the matter is like, we keep hearing all we got to do is execute, and we're going to be happy, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And they go out there and literally do the same thing and have the same problems.
They're all fixable.
There's one of them. They're all fixable. Boy, we've heard that before. I get tired of hearing the same old song and dance, and it's hard to buy into it right now.
Yeah. I want to get people's thoughts here as they come in. By the way, before we get out of here, I want to send a shout out to everybody that's helped keep us on the air and get us going here, to the people, the great staff here at Buffalo Wild Wings, as they always take care of us here at this location, and to our promo staff. They've done a great job of keeping things going. Our engineer Matt done a great job keeping us going here, not only on the air but also for those of you to view us on YouTube and Twitch. Tyler holding it down and keeping it going back at the station. We appreciate everybody here. Shout out to the good people at Bud Light as well, who have helped us make this thing possible as well. There it is. Some people are texting in. As I said, you got any problems, any issues with how people or how the Texans have been handling things? Yes, I do, Ron, and I would like for you to stop making excuses for them. All this crap about we just have to execute and have fun is bull crap. No kidding. Someone else texts in, I'll accept the reality if they say we are playing BS football, not winning football, and not working to change it versus the positivity. I'm with Clint. When I hear D'Amico Ryan's talk now, I hear butt-chin Billy O's voice.
I don't co-sign that.
From the text line also, no issue on how they speak to the media, because if they were to be honest, some fans and the media would bash them and others.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.